I'm Tracy Ross, and I'm joined in the studio this morning by Julie Revelle and Nathan Arnold. They play Natalie and Dan in Next to Normal, which opens tonight at 7 here at Murray's Playhouse in the Park. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, this is actually the WKMS sponsored show for this season, and it deals with mental illness, which is very topical. What was your first experience with this play? Did you know about it before you auditioned for it?
Yes, I did. So,
I definitely listened to the soundtrack a lot. I think I watched it online when I first got into college, and man, even watching it online with a terrible camera view was, I think I still cried maybe twice. It's very powerful show.
For sure.
I have not seen it, so I'll be going into it completely blind. does it weave humor in, or is it all dramatic? What's the balance?
At points, I mean, there definitely are some funny, quirky family things that happen that kind of help lighten the mood. But I mean, overall, it's a pretty heavy show.
Yeah, we have a lot of strong themes, and it does get very emotional. But the writer, Brian Yorkey, definitely did very well in adding some comedic relief to kind of relieve the tension.
Well, let's just give a brief non-spoiler preview of it. What's the basic setup? And then I'd like to know, Julie and Nathan, what role Natalie and Dan play in it, what their dynamic is. So just in general, you know, what's the setup?
Well, so the show is basically about how a not-so-average family handles dealing with the struggles of anxiety, depression, and some other mental illnesses.
Is it contemporary? Is it set today or a decade ago?
Yes. It's contemporary.
Yeah, it's a rock musical, so it will have some different singing than you're probably used to. But we, throughout the whole show, there are so many times that you can relate to it. You can find different parts of it that you can probably see yourself in.
Well, tell me about Dan. What's Dan all about?
So Dan is the father of the family. It's a family of four. Dan's wife Diana is the one who's struggling mainly with the mental illnesses. But Dan also suffers from depression because of events that are explained in the show. But have two children, one of which is Natalie, Julie, right here. And do you want me to go ahead and say, like, the other actors?
Yeah,
involved?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so Diana, my wife, is played by Melissa Harrell. Our son, Gabe, is played by Jake...
Hunter.
Jake Hunter. Julie's boyfriend is played by Oliver Montgomery, and the doctor, the psychopharmacologist, is played by Madison Sullivan.
And do all of the family members deal with their mother's mental health issues in their own unique way? I mean, is every lens completely different?
I would say so. Yeah, we are all dealing with it in a different way, which is kind of neat because it gives multiple people kind of a different way to relate, just because the characters relate or deal with it in different ways.
And how old is Natalie?
Natalie is 16.
Oh, that's not a difficult age at all. So she's dealing with being a teenager while dealing with her mother's issues.
Yes.
And I'm sure this plays a pretty big role in how she reacts to everything.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah, she definitely gets into some stuff that she should not. So
this is an After Dark performance. How extreme is the language? Is there anything besides language that would make it more adult in nature?
Well, we have tried to censor out as much of the language that we can without taking away from the reason that it's there. So there is definitely strong language, and we want to give out a warning that if you think that the themes dealing with suicide or losing a family member would be too much for you, you can look up the show online and make sure you read the plot and know what you're getting into, or you can just take a breather from seeing this show because it does get very intense.
But it is very topical. Do you think that people who do see the show, do you think they'll be talking about it afterwards? Will it make them think of mental health issues in a different way?
We sure hope so. We I I personally think that this musical was written to shed light on mental illness and how it can be handled better, how it is out there. But there are ways of dealing with it, and this musical can definitely show you some of the wrong and the right ways to go about tackling it.
And about how long is it?
I think we timed it last night, and it was maybe a little over 2 hours with intermission.
So two acts.
Maybe. Okay. Yes, 2 acts, yes.
Okay. Was there anything else that we need to know ahead of the opening tonight?
We joked around about supplying tissues for the audience, but if you want to bring some of those small packages of Kleenex or other tissues, you might want to, just in case, because our production staff cries every night that we rehearse, and I mean, I personally cry a lot too, so wow. A lot of tears.
And as actors, was it a challenging play, and is it fulfilling, I guess?
Oh, for sure. It's challenging and fulfilling. When I first got the role, I was like, oh my goodness, there's so much to learn just with music and costume changes. It's a lot to remember. But, I mean, I really feel like we're giving the audience a meaningful show and something that, you know, they can take away and think about. So I'm super happy about getting to do it.
So it runs this and next weekend. Is it a Thursday, Friday night? What about the weekend?
It is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, this weekend and next weekend. The shows start at 7. I believe the house will open around 6. And if you want to get tickets in advance, you can go to playhousemurray.org, or you can call their number 270-759-1752. Because getting next weekend will probably be a lot closer to being sold out. So if you want to get tickets, you want to start calling in or ordering online as soon as possible.
Well, Julie, Nathan, thanks so much for coming and talking to me today.
Thank you so much for having us.